Lee Roberts, South Coast Sports Radio with Kaz from the Red Lounge and Cassia Group. Kaz, good evening.
Good evening.
What's the link up between Baffins, Mills and Rovers and the Cassia and Red Lounge Group? Just tell the listeners a little bit about it.
It's a quite recent thing that happened, really. I've been approached some time ago by Louis and Andy, and I went round, looked at the club, and decided to get involved with it.
What's particularly impressed you about Baffins Milton Rovers as a football club?
I think what it is, it's up and coming. It reminds me a little bit about when I started, really. The guys around it are very hard working. And it's definitely the potential there. And I think they need the right support. And I could see them being successful. That's why it really interested me to get involved with it.
How far do you see the partnership going with Baffins Milton Rovers as a football club, Kaz?
Well, we started, obviously, recently. I could see us really working with them for quite a long time, really. It's like I said, I mean, it's definitely there to stay. The guys, the determination they have, I think as long as they're putting the hard work in, I see myself really supporting them because they're just around the corner from where we are. And we are known as a community-based restaurant and they're perfect for the community as well, I think. So, yeah, long time, hopefully.
And it must be quite nice for yourself as the Cassia and Redlands Group seeing your name at the ground. You've obviously got the six boards going up and you're going to have the big, massive advertising on the Eastern Road, one of the busiest roads in and out of Portsmouth, Kaz.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. It needs to work both ways. Like I said, I love the fact it's really on the way to Portsmouth. And Eastern Road signage will do brilliant publicity for our name. Like I said, a lot of customers that we have already asked me about our sponsorship here with Portsmouth Football Club. So it's working for us, definitely. And I think it'll work both ways.
And obviously we've seen on Facebook the link up with Portsmouth Football Club. It must be nice as well to see your name involved with Portsmouth as well as Baffins Milton Rovers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they obviously established football club. It's a good feeling, really. And it's nice for me to see a new company just starting off and hopefully they'll be very successful. So, yeah, it's really interesting, really good feeling when you go around. You know, even Portsmouth Football Club, when you see our, you know, logo everywhere, really. We also have a pitch side board, which I'm sure we're going to have similar with Baffin Milton. So, yeah, it's all good.
And for people, the five people who don't know, we'll obviously give you the opportunity. Can you tell us a little bit about the Cassia and Redlands Group and where the restaurants are in Portsmouth, these fantastic restaurants? I've eaten there, Kaz, and the food is fantastic.
Brilliant, that's good to hear. That is very good to hear that you actually visited the restaurant. We are a community-based restaurant. We started off in Cow Plain from Pasha, which is in London Road. From there onward, we went to Clamfield, opened another branch. And then another one come up, a shop's been empty for years in Cow Plain. Both Pasha and Red Lounge Cow Plain, the shop's been empty, and it didn't really look good for the community, really. So we took a risk, and we opened a shop which had been derelict for years and turned it around. And it's a very thriving business, and a lot of people come around saying, you know, Red Lounge and Pasha, the asset to the village. So that's what we are. There's another couple of shops that we took on in Drayton again. It's been empty for some time. No one took it. We just took the risk and opened it up, spent a lot of money refurbing it. And, they're really nice restaurants. And people are appreciating it.
Well, so that's a big Cassia, isn't it? In Drayton.
Drayton Cassia opened 2014. We got Cassia and Redland in Drayton. And we're getting, I mean, it's really exciting, really, because we've got another few restaurants coming up, and we're definitely coming to Portsmouth. And I think in the next month or so, we'll be announcing where the restaurant's going to be in Southie. So, yeah, we are looking for opportunities. And as long as we've got people who are willing to work hard, we'll be opening more and more, hopefully.
And obviously that's where the link up comes in with Baffins, people who are passionate about what they do and putting the time and effort in.
Definitely, it's just around the corner from us. Like I said, even with Drayton, it's probably about 2 minutes drive. And in Portsmouth, it works really well, I think. It does work really well. And I think the guys in Baffin Mills, they are working really hard. They need more support. And I think it'd be good to see a few other names coming around and supporting them. So, yeah.
We mentioned the similarities. Both yourself at Cassian Redlands and Baffin's are going places. Baffin's obviously top of the league. You must be very excited about where both...
I've just heard that today and it's a very good news. They are doing really well. Again, the hard work pays off. If you work hard, you'll go places. And I could see that in Baffin Milton, but they are not afraid to work hard. So that is our similarity, really. Similar thing in mind.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us. It's been a pleasure, and we look forward to seeing you soon, Kaz. Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Indeed.
Thank you.